I'm Brendan Key for Love in a News Center, and here is our top story. Ilhan Omar, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, and Rashida Tlaib are backlashing at border agents due to the conditions at the southern border. Rashida Tlaib, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez are backlashing at the border.
The joint investigation from the New York Times and El Paso Times is based on accounts from unnamed Border Patrol agents who saw, quote, outbreaks of scabies, shingles, and chickenpox spreading among the hundreds of children who were being held in cramped cells.
President Trump says he will push for more reporters to be allowed in to see some of the centers firsthand.
Yes, so Ilhan Omar, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, and Rashida Tlaib possibly toured a facility for a photo shoot. Donald Trump says that he will allow anyone in the facility to see the real and true conditions. Four people were killed in a motorcycle crash in Southern California on Sunday, fire officials said. Orange County Fire Authority tweeted that the crash unfolded on the Santiago Canyon Road and four people confirmed dead on arrival, adding that the ages of the victims were unknown. Georgia cops Monday were hunting for the armed and dangerous accomplices and involved in the shooting death of a sheriff's deputy on Sunday night. Again, a sheriff's deputy was shot and killed. Okay, so the sheriff's deputy was shot. I'm sorry, the story froze. Sheriff's deputy and authorities from several agencies, including Georgia State Patrol and local police departments, were assisting with the search for the suspects. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation tweeted it was looking and working to gather details. Sports! It looks like that the women's champion won the cup. It looks like that the women team... The woman teen won, and here is the audio. I apologize. The board is not cooperating.
See it come to fruition has been so surreal, and I get to do what I love with people I love. I've said that before, but it's such an incredible experience.
The team now taking up the legal fight to get pay equal to the men's team.
And in other news, Rashida Tlaib, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, and Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez are supposed to appear today at a press conference to tell people about the horrible conditions at the southern border. And according to Rashida Tlaib in the press conference, they are supposed to say that the conditions at the border are horrible. A earthquake in California. There have been over 500 aftershocks.
It was a nerve-wracking 4th of July weekend here in Southern California with the two main earthquakes and then thousands of aftershocks. In Ridgecrest, near the epicenter, Police Chief Jed McLaughlin says the community is getting back up and running again.
The hospital is 100% back open for business. So that's awesome.
The damage is relatively minor for a 7.1 magnitude earthquake.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
The earthquake was so bad that it could be felt in parts of Mexico and Arizona. Let's get a look at Triad traffic. And we have stop and go traffic on US 52 northbound in Forsyth County. This is from about MLK Drive to Business 40. Closures, Business 40 westbound and eastbound from Silas Creek Parkway all the way out to US 52 in Greensboro, I-840 to Urban Loop southbound. It's shut down at Interstate 73 for a wreck on the right shoulder. And we have accidents on 540 northbound approaching the Durham Freeway 147. Watch out for that area. There's a backup all the way to Aviation Parkway. Traffic sponsored by WFMY News 2. Get your news headlines and your weather and your traffic each and every morning with WFMY News 2's Megan Malaris. And from the Weather Center, right now it is currently 75 degrees at the airport. Tonight's low 71. Tuesday, high 84 and a low 70. Wednesday, high 86 and a low 71. Thursday, a high 86 and a low 71. Brought to you in part by WFMY News 2. Tune in tonight with meteorologist Ed Children. Also, wake up with WFMY News 2's Megan Millaris on the Good Morning Show, 4:30 to 8 a.m. on WFMY News 2. We leave local. I'm Brandon Kiefer, live in a news center.